Gina Belfonte murdered her husband at 1:15 on a Tuesday morning. By Tuesday afternoon, she had lied to the police. By Thursday, the police and the medical examiner had concluded that Donald Belfonte, who had been shot to death while sleeping in his own bed, had not been killed by an intruder. The police did not find the prenuptial agreement, giving Gina a pittance should the Belfontes ever divorce, until Monday. The next day, after they charged Gina Belfonte with murder, the lawyer she had consulted about a divorce posted bail and referred her to Anthony Lord. Although San Francisco was a small city, and the wealthy society in which the Belfontes moved was smaller yet, Tony Lord did not know her, but, inevitably, Gina knew Tony Lord. She had seen him at the Oscars, she told him brightly, on the night that his exquisite wife, Stacy Tarrant, won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. Sitting behind his desk, Tony let Gina chatter nervously without appearing to watch her as closely as he did. Finally, he asked a few questions. It was several hours later, well after Gina Belfonte had tearfully admitted putting a bullet through her husband's brain, that Tony learned she was a battered wife and had doctor's records to prove it. That, he decided, would be his defense. It was not simple. Given that Donald Belfonte had died without waking, it was hard to argue that Gina had felt an imminent danger of violence. The prenuptial agreement made matters worse yet. In terms of money, it rewarded murder and punished divorce. There were almost no witnesses. Like many abusive husbands, Donald Belfonte had usually beaten his wife's body, often in ways both sadistic and intimate, while leaving her face unmarred. Like many abused wives, Gina Belfonte had lied to everyone save her doctor. And a society woman who stood to inherit $25 million would not strike most jurors as so helpless that she had shot her sleeping husband in fear and desperation.